The following is a lecture entitled The Real Cure, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on August 28, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, we have come tonight to give you the cure. The absolute, ultimate cure for everything. I understood this street is a Curie street. Curie, yes. So, this famous scientist, Mrs. Curie, she tried to find cure through radiology. But she could not cure herself. She died from exposure to radiation. So, we are giving you a cure tonight, which will not kill you. Here at Cure, we are giving you a cure, which will cure you for sure. With no harmful side effects, you see. In fact, this cure is so perfect that it can cure all the problems of the whole world society. Everyone is looking for happiness. Everyone is looking for freedom. Everyone is looking for peace. But they're not finding it. Wherever they may go to try to find happiness and peace, they are not finding it. They are unsuccessful. But by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa, 108, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, we have that perfect cure for everything. So we have come all the way around the other side of this, all the way from America, we have come to give you this cure. Which is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 7. So, to invoke auspiciousness, I invite you to chant responsibly along with me this following mantra. I will say the mantra and then you repeat it with feeling. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Matak parataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarvam midang protang sutre mani ganaiva matak parataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarvam midang protang sutre mani ganaiva O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Purport. There is a common controversy over whether the Supreme Absolute Truth is personal or impersonal. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Absolute Truth is the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. And this is confirmed in every step. In this verse in particular, it is stressed that the Absolute Truth is a person. That the personality of Godhead is the Supreme Absolute Truth is also the affirmation of the Brahma Samhita, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha. That is, the Supreme Absolute Truth personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, who is the primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. These authorities leave no doubt that the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. The impersonalist, however, argues on the strength of the Vedic version given in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Tato yad utarataram tadarupam anamayam yaetad vidur amritaste bhavanti atetare dukam eva piyanti. In the material world, Brahma, the primeval living being within the universe, is understood to be the supreme amongst the demigods, human beings, and lower animals. But beyond Brahma, there is the transcendence who has no material form and is free from all material contaminations. Anyone who can know him also becomes transcendental, but those who do not know him suffer the miseries of the material world. The impersonalist puts more stress on the word arupam. But this arupam is not impersonal and indicates the transcendental form of eternity, bliss and knowledge as described in the Brahma Samhita, quoted above. Other verses in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3, 8, and 9 substantiate this as follows. Now, I'd like to point out to you, well, I'll point it out later because I mess up the translation. Yeah. Vedaham etang paramang mahantam ajitcha avichyavarnam tamasa parastat tameva vidyan ati mrityumeti nanya pantha vidyate yanaya yasmat parang naparam astikinchit yasman naniyo najvayo astikinchit Viksha ivastabdo divitaschadyekas tanedang purnam purushena sarvam. I know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all material conceptions of darkness. Only he who knows him can transcend the bonds of birth and death. There is no way for liberation other than this knowledge of that Supreme Person. There is no truth superior to that Supreme Person, because he is the supermost. He is smaller than the smallest, and he is greater than the greatest. He is situated as a silent tree, and he illumines the transcendental sky. And as a tree spreads its roots, he spreads his extensive energies. From these verses, one concludes that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-pervading by his multi-energies, both material and spiritual.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tam Tadivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shcha.
So, this is very significant here. The impersonalist will squeeze out words like a rupam given in the Shvetashvata Upanishad to establish that God has no form. You see? But they take it completely out of context. Because in the previous two verses, it's clearly describing the personality of Godhead. The word person, the Sanskrit word person, appears in both verses. Purusham Mahantam, you see, supreme person. In text number 8. And then again, Purushena means by a person. That's stated in text number 9. So when text number 10 says a rupam, we have to understand that in the context of the previous two verses. Because persons have forms. So therefore we have to understand that means he has no material form. Even a ghost who is a person has a subtle form. But Krishna is more subtle. He doesn't have even a subtle form. He has a spiritual form. That's even more subtle than the subtle form. So Krishna is making it very clear what is his position. That he is the Supreme Truth. That everything rests upon him. As pearls are strung upon a thread. Take the example of this garland, you see. What is holding this garland together? It's held together by a thread. Now, if that thread comes out of the garland, what happens to it? It's no longer a garland, just a pile of flowers on the floor. So this thread is a pretty important, even though it's very small, you can't even see it here in the garland. It's a very important thing. It's what's holding the whole garland together. So the reality that we live in, the existence, is like the garland, and Krishna is like the thread, you see. So someone says, well, I can't see the thread, therefore I don't accept that it exists. They're called atheists. They said, no, they're just flowers, that's all. But what is, can they live without Krishna? Can the atheist make his own heart beat? No, for his heart beat, he is dependent on God. Can he manufacture the air that he breathes? No, he is dependent on God for that air that he breathes. What about the sunshine that gives him heat to stay alive? What about the water and the earth? They combine with the sun to create foodstuffs. So, to deny the existence of God, it is the pastime of an insane person.
Пречането съществуването на Бога е занимание на ненормалните хора.
This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 11. Avajānantimāṁ mudā manuṣim tannamāśrutaṁ param bhāvam ajānanto mamabhūta maheśvaram. Fools deride me when I descend in this human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that exists. So, what is the effect of denying the personality of Godhead? What happens to such persons, to such a culture? That is described in the next verse. Text 12 of chapter 9. Mogasya mogakarna karmano moga jnana vicheta saha rakshasim masarim chaiva pakritam mohinim shritaha. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by atheistic and demoniac views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. So, do you see why the modern-day civilization is in such difficulty? They are bewildered by atheistic philosophy. And therefore, they cannot have the happiness they seek. As the Archbishop of Canterbury one time stated, they want to have the kingdom of God without God. But they cannot have it. See, Krishna will not allow them to have it. They may go on for some time thinking that they can have it. Krishna will humor them for some time. Just like Lord Ram could have immediately killed Ravana. But for sport, he played around with Ravana for some time. He didn't require any help. He could have immediately gone. He's omniscient. He's the Supreme Lord. He's seated in the heart of all living entities. He could immediately have understood who kidnapped Sita. Immediately he could have killed that person from without having to go anywhere. But yet, for the sake of excitement and adventure, the whole pastime of Ramayana is there, you see. Engaging Hanuman to find Sita. Engaging the monkey warriors to build that bridge across the Indian Ocean. Such intense battles to defeat Ravana, you see. It is just like the story of the yogi and that mouse. Punar Muzika Baba. You know that story. See, the yogi, he can understand the mentality of the little mouse fellow. But still, out of kindness, he gave him facility. All right, you're being harassed by the cat. I will make you into a cat. Poof! So that cat is feeling very happy now. No one can bother me. But now the dog is bothering. So again he runs to the yogi. The yogi says, okay, I make you a dog.
Тази котка сега много щастлива, защото никой не я безпокои. Но тогава идва кучето и котката иска сега пък да стане куче. И йоги казва, добре, стани куче.
He went from Kushko to, what is that, Sabaka? Yeah. So, again he was not satisfied, but then, because then tiger came. Tiger. Huh?
Yes.
Tiger came. Yes. So, oh, now I become tiger. All right, you become tiger.
You see?
So, you know, the tiger, when he wants to eat, it's not so easy thing for the tiger to have his lunch. Prabhupada explained there's a little bird in the forest. When the tiger goes on his lunch break, you see, that little bird sounds the alarm. Feu, 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 feu. Tiger's coming, you see. So everybody, all the tigers come, everybody heads for the hills, you know. It's a mass exodus. They all clear out, you know. So tiger, he has a very difficult time finding something to eat, you see. But now the tiger, he is sitting in a nice little grass hut. In fact, the tiger is sitting by the door, you see. The yogi has no escape. But that yogi is no dummy, you see. He takes one look at that tiger, he says, oh. You want to eat me? And tiger says, yes. So the yogi says, oh, really? Punar Musika Bhava. Again, you become a mouse. So, this is the civilization, you see. Krishna has given Vasudhi, all right. You want to become dog, you want to become cat, Kushko, okay, I become Kushko. You want to become Sabaka, okay, you become Sabaka. You want to become tiger, okay, you become tiger. So they become big, big tiger civilization, you see. And they, now they say, God is dead, we accept Darwin. So Krishna says, oh really? And Puna, and Krishna says again, you become mouse, you see. Your environment will become spoiled. You see, air pollution, water pollution, global warming, you see, terrorism, swine flu, economic recession. I'll show you something. I'll teach you a lesson or two. You want to deny my existence? Okay, well, take this. Again, you become mouse. But devotees have nothing to fear of any of these things, you see. Because Krishna, he gives special protection to his devotees. They are described in the next verse. Mahatmanas tumang partha davim pakatamashrita abhajanyananyamanaso gyatabhutadam avyugam. Those who are not deluded, they are under the protection of the divine nature. Srimati Radharani personally takes care of them, you see. Дави покрити.
Преданите, които не са заблудени, се намират под закрилата на божествената природа. Дави покрити или Шримати Радарани.
They fully engage themselves in my devotional service because they understand me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, supreme and inexhaustible.
Те се ангажират на пълно служене на мен.
Original and inexhaustible. Yes.
Защото разбира, че аз съм върховната божествена личност, изначалния и неизчерпаеми.
So we have nothing to fear, you see.
Затова няма какво да се боим.
We simply have to engage ourselves exclusively in devotional service. That is described in chapter 9, text 22. Ananyasyantayanto mam yejana paryapasate tesham nichapayuktanam yogatyamam vahamyam. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they are lacking. So in this way, if we follow this bhakti path very nicely, then our spiritual success is guaranteed. We will live happily in this world. And we will live happily ever after. In the fairy tales, they say that the people lived happily ever after. But actually, in this mature world, there's no such thing as living happily ever after. They are dragged down by old age and death. Just like this famous senator in the United States, Senator Edward Kennedy. Now he has just died of brain cancer. He was the younger brother of John F. Kennedy. Now he has just died of brain cancer. You see? It is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 34. Mridyu sarva harascha ham. I am all devouring death. And then in the next chapter, chapter 11, text 32, Krishna says, Kalosmi lokachaya krit. I am, time I am the destroyer of all the worlds. So we may try to enjoy thinking I am the supreme enjoyer. No, we are guaranteed to fail. I guarantee you. We are guaranteed to fail in our attempts to be the supreme enjoyer. Why try to be the supreme enjoyer when you're not the supreme enjoyer? The insider secret is this. If you dedicate yourself to the enjoyment of the supreme enjoyer, that he can enjoy you, then you enjoy more than the supreme enjoyer. So actually you can become the supreme enjoyer. Each and every one of you can become the supreme enjoyer. You simply have to fully dedicate yourself to giving enjoyment to that supreme enjoyer, Lord Sri Krishna. And then you will experience an enjoyment which is can even exceed the enjoyment of Krishna. So why go about trying to be the supreme enjoyer in the wrong way? If you do it right, you can become the most happy person. That is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 21. Vayasvarsheshvasaktatma vindatyatmaniyat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Such a liberated person. He is not attracted to material sense enjoyment. for he enjoys the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized soul tastes unlimited happiness. So, can someone make him some prasadam? Don't go empty-handed. Take some prasadam with you. Someone make him some prasadam. Let him have a plate. Who can make him a plate of prasadam? Yeah. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. So in this way, we have to understand the science of bhakti. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
The verse says that everything is like strung on a thread, and not only good things, but there are also some not very pleasant things which are.
Yeah, that's right.
So, this is also coming from Krishna, but how to accept this?
For one who is transcendentally situated, there's no such thing as bad thing. Bad things is our material vision, that's all. From one who becomes self-realized, he sees everything good. Because everything is helping him to go closer and closer to Krishna. The good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly. It's all helping him to go to Krishna. Tatenu kamphamsu sumikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vapakam tadvakvapur vivridadang namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadaya bhak. My dear Lord, those persons who were constantly awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them, who continue to suffer the reactions for their past misdeeds, constantly offering you respectful obeisances from within the innermost cores of their hearts, are certainly eligible candidates for liberation. Indeed, it has become their rightful claim. Is that too much? Want me to break? Say it again, piece by piece. My dear Lord, those persons who were constantly awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them, who are undergoing the reactions for their past misdeeds, while constantly offering you respectful obeisances from within the innermost cores of their hearts, are certainly eligible candidates for liberation. Indeed, it has become their rightful claim. So if something bad happens to a devotee, he thinks, oh, Krishna is helping me to burn off my past sins. Let me offer my obeisances to Krishna and thank him for putting me through in this difficult position. If one has that vision, he's practically already in the spiritual world. So do you think it's worth cultivating that vision? Huh? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
To
to his question.
Yeah.
He said there is good and the bad, but is it really there is something bad, or are we the one who create and exploit the nature that Krishna has given and that is causing the bad?
Yeah.
Във връзка с неговия въпрос, той каза, че че няма всъщност лоши неща, но не е ли така, че всъщност ние сме тези, които създаваме лошото, като експлоатираме природата на Кришна по неправилен начин.
Some people ask why God has created evil.
Някои хора питат защо Бог е създал злото.
Actually, God has not created evil.
Всъщност Бог не е създал злото.
That is our nonsense. We have created evil.
Нашата глупост е създала злото.
By turning away from God, you see.
Когато сме се отвърнали от Бога.
Evil is our doing, it's not God's doing.
Злото е наше произведение, не е създадено от Бога.
You understand? So don't be evil.
Така че не бъдете зли.
Yes?
Да, но всичко е невъзможно като поне. Това наше желание не е дошло от нас. От Ишвара Параман Кришна, от причината на всички причини. Как да си обясня това?
Yes, but everything is related to Krishna, and even this desire originates from him.
Which desire?
Quaidva.
I mean, дори нашите желания,
even our desires are originating from
him. Yeah.
And това желание да си тръгнем от него, не мисля, че се е появило от някой от нас тук присъстващи.
Even the desire to turn away from him does not appear like this from nothing.
He has given you the... Because Krishna is supremely independent and you are his part and parcel, therefore the quality of independence also exists in you to a minute degree.
Понеже Кришна е върховният независим и ти имаш малка независимост, същото качество като него,
like father, like son.
Какъвто бащата, такъв и сина.
So, Krishna is independent, you also must have independence.
Кришна е независим и вие също трябва да имате независимост.
So don't misuse it, that's all.
Така че просто не злоупотребявайте с нея.
Use it in Krishna's service.
Използвайте независимостта си в служение на Кришна.
Then you quickly regain your eternal identity in the spiritual sky.
Тогава бързо ще възстановите вечната си идентичност на духовното небе.
Any other questions?
Our misuse is the cause of bad things and evil.
Yes, that's right. When we misuse our free will, that is the cause of evil in the world. Yes.
Когато злоупотребиме със своята независимост, това става причина за злото в този свят.
This lady back here had a question.
Okay, she's quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, a verse.
Стихи.
from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, a verse which says that the same fate expects the performer of godless deeds and the one who points at the executor
of godless deeds,
at the criminal, the one who points at the criminal. The same fate expects the one who.
Do we have the Bible? We have that book here. We can look it up. We'll see. In English, no. So the same fate awaits.
The one who performs godless deeds, and the one who points to the criminal, to this criminal.
One who points to the criminal.
Points at the executor of godless deeds.
What is it?
Who points at it is the literal translation. Who points at the
everybody is talking, then everybody should be quiet and let one person.
One person. You talk. Yeah.
What is she that saying there?
Yeah. The translation is right. One who points at the executor of godless deeds. He is
executor of
godless deeds.
Godless.
Oh, one who points at the executor of godless deeds.
Is awaiting the same fate as the one who has.
It doesn't sound like a correct translation to me. Doesn't sound like a mistranslation. One who points out the criminal is guilty of the crime?
Yes.
That doesn't sound right. It sounds like there's some mistake in the translation.
What verse it is? 117.
If you give me your email address, I can send you the answer. I can look it up in the English Bhagavatam. You give me your email address.
Tomorrow she comes to the class, she can get her answer. You can look into it.
You come to the class tomorrow night in the... You coming to the program tomorrow night at the temple? I will give the answer tomorrow night. I have to look it up. Give me the verse number. Write it down. Write down the verse number. Piece of paper. Write down the verse, chapter, canto, chapter, and verse. Here's paper. Write it down. Okay, next question. Give me your... In case she doesn't come, she give the email address.
She does not have an email. She does.
All right. Phone number then.
Phone number?
Somebody can call her up and explain to her. Oh, you have it? In what language? Bulgarian? Okay. This may help. Yeah. Translate it for me.
The king says, "Oh, you who have accepted the image of a bull, you know the truth about religion, and your words are showing the according to law that the same fate awaits the one who is performing the godless deeds and the one who points at the wrongdoer."
Doesn't sound right. Maybe it's
depending on the whole context of the chapter also it can be said. So we have to see the whole thing. Maharaj Parikshit is saying to that
The king
is speaking to the bull.
Yes, he's
speaking to the bull. Yes. He's talking to the bull.
Yes.
The bull who is hurting the bull gets the reaction. And one who points out also those things gets the reaction.
Whistleblower?
Huh?
The one who points out?
So we have to see through the whole context.
I have to see the English. I have to read the English. Doesn't sound correct to me. Read the purport.
The devotees accept that no one is directly responsible for what he or she is a doer of good things or a wrongdoer. The final judgment for these things are given by God. For this reason, the devotee does not think that someone is directly responsible for those deeds. In both cases, he accepts that the success and the loss are sent by God and therefore are His mercy. When something good happens, nobody denies that it is sent by God, but in the case of loss or failure, people start blaming God. How can he be so cruel to his devotees and facing them with such difficulties? Jesus Christ was
crucified,
which his trials seemed incredibly difficult, heavy, and finally the ignorant people crucify him, but he didn't become angry at them. For this reason, in this way, everything should be accepted, regardless of it being auspicious or unauspicious. Therefore, in the eyes of the devotees, the one who is pointing at the wrongdoer is no less a sinner.
Ah.
By the mercy of the Lord, the devotees are tolerant and for all bad things that happen to them. When Maharaj Parikshit saw this, he understood that that the bull is the personification of religion itself. In other words, the devotees never suffer.
Well, I can just like in the modern day society, we see examples of this. The politician, he does some nonsense thing, you see. And then the newspapers make a big thing, you know, against that politician. But the newspaper people are also dirty, crooked people, just like the politician. The only person who can actually point out faults without be free is the devotee. The materialistic people are all entangled in sin. They may point out the faults of others, but they themselves are full of faults. Where is that person who is free from faults in this world? Only Krishna's pure devotees are free from faults.
Само чистите преданания на Кришна са освободени от недостатъци. So the devotees can point the faults. The devotees could point
Devotees can point out, yes. He who is free from fault, he can point out the faults. The one whose heart is pure, who strictly follows the path of Krishna Bhakti, he can point out the fault. But when others point out faults, it is hypocritical.
Good wishes to point out the things if somebody is doing wrong. Well-wishing friend has to be right.
The devotee is the well-wishing friend of all living beings. When he points out faults, he's trying to help that person to become happy and free. He does not do it from malice or from false pride. He points out in a pure loving way.
And he will not be punished later. By
that's right. He's not held accountable.
Example is Narada Muni. He points out faults all the time.
Any other questions? Yes.
She offered you obeisances in the beginning and in the end.
Very good.
Her question is, we know that there are two types of presence of the spiritual master, Vapu and Vani. And she is asking when the Vapu presence is not there, and what she could do in such situation. What is the best instruction that she can follow in order to not waste her time?
Yes. The way to always keep the spiritual master within your heart, to always have his association, is whatever instructions he has given you personally and whatever instructions he has given generally to all the devotees. You should take those instructions as your very life and soul and hold them very tightly within your heart.
Лично или по време на лекции, когато са давани общо, той да ги приеме за своя душа и живот и да ги и много близко да се придържа.
You must remain unflinchingly loyal to the spiritual master.
Ти трябва да оставаш непоколебимо вярна на духовния си учител.
You must have full faith in his word.
Трябва да имаш пълна вяра.
That is described in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve parabhakti tata deve tata gurau tasyaite katita hyarta prakashyante mahatmanaha. Only unto those persons who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Scripture. The words of Guru and Krishna, yes, as revealed in Scripture. Only into those does the imports of Vedic knowledge become revealed.
Шветаш Ватара Упанишат се казва, че само на тези велики души, които имат пълна вяра в думите на духовният учител и на Бога, Кришна, на тях се разкрива цялото ведическо знание.
So, unflinching faith in the instructions given to you by the spiritual master, that you must have. Unflinching, undeviating faith.
Ти трябва да имаш непоколебима, неотклонна вяра в думите, в инструкциите, които си получил от духовния учител.
If that faith is there, the spiritual master will take up residence within your heart.
Ако тази вяра присъства, духовният учител ще заживее в сърцето.
And you'll never feel his separation, not even for a moment.
И ти никога няма да чувстваш разделата с него дори за момент.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
This is the last question.
In relation to the previous question, he's asking if we do not react if we see something wrong being done, if we do not point at it and defeat this wrongdoing, are we not also responsible, like, because we're not pure devotees?
Yeah, the one who is actually properly situated in pure devotional service, he has an obligation to say something. However, discretion is the better part of valor.
Но, както се казва, разграничението е по-добро.
You have to know when your words will be effective, when they will not be effective.
Човек трябва да бъде
Sometimes said you have to choose your battles. If you try to just, you know, go around correcting every fault that you see, then you'll go crazy. You won't be effective. You have to find the way to develop loving, trusting relationships with those persons that you want to correct.
Човек трябва да отдели време да култивира добри любовни взаимоотношения с тази личност, която иска да поправи.
Because nobody wants to be corrected by anybody.
Защото никой не иска и не обича да бъде поправен от който и да било.
But if they trust that you genuinely love them and care about them, then they will take your correction. So you can only effectively correct those who trust you. So the first business of the preacher is to deal with everyone in such a way that he wins their love and their trust. There is no point trying to correct people who don't trust you. It is called preaching to the faithless. It's an offense. So you have to win their trust by giving them your love. Without any motivation, without any thought of return. So that when they sense your genuine love for them, then they will take whatever you say as a manifestation of your love, and they will be very happy to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's our last question. Any more questions? We're having class tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And there'll be a feast lecture tomorrow night. Starting at, lecture program starts tomorrow night at?
After Gaura Arati.
What time is the Gaura Arati?
Six.
Six. Everyone come for Arati at 6, and then we'll have more Krishna Katha after the Kirtan. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
All glory, Sankt Krishna Maharaj Ki Jai.